Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Beau Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next generation of NFL draft prospects. And we got a fantastic guest today, Jacksonville Dolphins standout receiver. He led the team in receiving catches, receiving yards, and touchdowns as well. But with that said, Andy Jones here on the C2P. Andy, we appreciate you stopping by today. Can you believe your teammates are in spring ball mode and you're about a week away from, you know, finding out where you'll be with the NFL draft?
Yeah, I'm gonna have to believe it. You know, it's a new process. It's been very fun, but I'm excited.
It's an exciting time, and I mean, Pop Warner, Pee Wee days. I mean, have you been playing since a young age?
Yes, sir. Started sixth grade. I've been playing ever since then.
So, were you that kid where parents are checking birth certificates? I mean, as athletic as you are, were you scoring touchdowns left and right?
Not much as a young kid. I was more of a linebacker, DN type. You know, I wasn't the skinniest kid, but you know, I like to hit. So.
Okay, that's fun to just think of a guy that, you know, as athletic as you, and you know, you don't have the ball in your hands, you're doing some linebacker DN work. That's fun stuff.
Yeah.
So obviously, I'm sure you play different positions. I mean, all guys do is you kind of go through the process of, you know, middle school, you know, junior highs, high schools, etc. How did you kind of settle into the wide receiver position? When did you kind of really know that was going to be the position to take you the farthest?
It had to be because of my basketball background. Maybe I think about sophomore year, varsity coach, you know, he heard that I had, I could jump pretty well. And just with basketball, you know, I had a pretty decent release. And then I just took that and ran with it, kept working on it. And it panned out pretty well.
Yeah, it has panned out well. And obviously, I mean, you're so close to, I'm sure, a childhood dream. I mean, next week, April 28th, NFL draft in Chicago. I'm sure it's an exciting time. So you arrive at Jacksonville. I mean, and I'm curious, I mean, how do you kind of slip through the cracks leaving high school? I mean, obviously, because you are a legit NFL prospect. So, you know, usually you're at a higher level in terms of just, you know, D1 football. But how did you kind of slip through the cracks coming out of high school?
I was more of a late bloomer. Didn't start until my senior year of high school. But learned a lot in the process, which was what really propelled me into being as good as I was my senior year. So I guess, you know, just being a late bloomer kind of is why I kind of slipped through the cracks. Had a lot of recruitment, you know, a lot of teams looking at me, but only had really two offers coming out. So that's kind of how I fell through.
And then you arrive, and you obviously you've gotten better. You've got more productive each and every season since you've been on campus. For you, Andy, when does it kind of sink in? You know, you arrive, you start playing football, you kind of, you know, start to establish yourself. You know, when does the idea, or I guess the realization that the NFL could be at the end of this collegiate journey?
It had to be, you know, when my coaches, you know, they come up to me and they let me know, like, this is something that I could do. You know, them giving me motivating words and telling me, you know, if I keep working at it, this is something that I'll definitely be able to do. You know, taking advantage of that, you know, them letting me know really helped me. Very motivating. And once they told me that, I kind of, you know, just took it and ran with it.
Excellent, and you definitely can run with it. Once again, Andy Jones, Jacksonville Dolphins standout receiver. He's kind enough to join us here on the C2P talking NFL draft. Folks out there listening, know if you miss any of this show in its entirety, you'd like to download it or listen to it again, you know that option is available at iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, and then we'll be posting his draft bio page as well. We like to say it'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man as he approaches the 2016 NFL draft.
I'm looking at your pro day numbers. I mean, what, a 41.5-inch vert, 6.97 cone, 11.1 broad. I mean, those are fantastic, fantastic numbers. And I'm sure you're probably disappointed. You probably, you know, think, hey, I maybe could have got a little bit more. Did you go off and train somewhere, getting ready for pro days and, you know, workouts and such?
Yeah, I was actually still finishing up school here. So I was training here with our strength and conditioning coach, Coach Bates. I did a lot of stuff in the, during the break, though, with Excel Speed Training down in the Orlando area. But I also went to a place called the HIIT Center during the semester, where they really, you know, helped with explosion and muscular endurance, and it definitely helped. So
definitely, is it kind of bizarre? I mean, obviously you're a incredible athlete. You're in peak condition, but when you go off to facilities like this, they can even raise the bar, and you even learn, you know, different things about the game. And, you know, I mean, how fun is that, kind of knowing that you can take it to another level with the teaching and what these guys can bring?
It's definitely fun. It gives you, you know, and you can always raise the bar. Going to these places, I just kept getting better and better and better. And it's great to see how, you know, you can really just keep pushing your body, and it'll react. So
nice. Again, folks out there, if you guys are, it's early. It's what, 10:06 here on the East Coast. Remember, 41.5-inch vert. That's about as good as it gets. That might be combine best. That's jumping, man. I mean, that's definitely some springs in the feet. For you, let's kind of talk about what you bring to the game and why we're talking, because you're the prospect that you are. I mean, if you're in the film room, you're sitting down with some scouts, I mean, they're breaking down the game tape of you. I mean, what are they going to love about you as a wide receiver? What are those qualities where they're going to say, hey, we want this guy on the 53-man roster?
They're definitely going to love my downfield, I guess, speed. Most corners or DBs, they kind of, I guess, overlook that. But I do believe that I have top end speed is pretty well. And also my release at the line of scrimmage, able to use my hands and use my quickness. I get better than that from just working at it in basketball, you know, being able to clear those hands and really get a feel, you know, and not waste too much time at the line of scrimmage. And I think that's one thing coaches really like in the NFL to see. And just, I guess, my production, you know, was able to do well for the 4 years I was here. So, and I think that's one thing that's really going to help me too in this process.
Nice. Does anything go unnoticed, Andy? I mean, sometimes it's the system you run where, you know, you're not allowed to do certain things. I mean, I guess, is there anything out there that scouts need to know about that is a big plus that they may not necessarily see on film?
Would be my film study. You know, coaches here, they really broke it down to us, showed us how to watch film, showed us how to pick up on tendencies, where we can find weaknesses in film. And, you know, if you take advantage of that, it definitely opens up the game for you. But also another thing that there's not much of on my film is, you know, really jumping up to go get a ball, you know, like a jump ball, like in the back then. So we didn't really do that too much here. But I think that's definitely going to be done in the next level, hopefully.
You've been able to jump over a telephone pole, I think, is going to help raise some eyes with that vertical ability. You know, you're talking about film study. Sometimes guys can remember something quick. Sometimes they don't. But I like kind of delving into this if we can. Is there a play or anything that comes to mind where, you know, you spent all week studying your opponent and then Saturday rolls around and your number is called and you make a play kind of solely based just on the film study? Could you take us through anything like that?
Yes. You know, we picked up on a tendency that when we played Delaware, the safety would kind of sit on the two guy, and that post would open up like right behind him. And my sophomore year, it kind of opened up there. It didn't really happen my senior year like we thought it would, but my sophomore year, like it happened perfectly. I ended up catching the post for a touchdown. but it's good to see how, you know, watching it and finding those weaknesses, you know, everything will just pan out. You know, if you put in the time, everything will work out for you.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Andy Jones, Jacksonville receiver here on the C2P as we talk some NFL draft. Once again, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, collegetopro.com, all outlets for you to listen and download this podcast again as this young man makes his way to that next level. For you, Christina Phillips, Precision Sports, I'm sure plenty of people wanted to represent you. What did she bring to the table where you know she was going to be the best fit for you?
A good name. You know, I've never heard anything bad about her. She's worked really, really hard. Something at first that you don't know, but just from, you know, what everyone was telling me, I was asking around, they were saying she was a very hard worker, and definitely true, and I'm glad I picked her.
Nice. Is it weird? I mean, the first day, I mean, you know, you don't have to say who it was, but I mean, the first time you get a call from an agent saying, hey, this is so-and-so on the other line, You know, I like what you're doing. I mean, what's that like as a prospect? I'm sure it comes maybe out of the blue a little bit.
Yeah, definitely out of the blue, but it's humbling, you know, to really see, I guess, the work you put into something paying off. If you got an agent calling you, you know, that's kind of a good thing. I see it as. So definitely humbling for me, I have to say.
Yeah, it's an exciting time, I'm sure. And obviously, I mean, a week away, are you anxious? I mean, are you nervous? I mean, kind of take us through the mind of a prospect 1 week away from, you know, finding out his future.
Well, right now it's more of a – I'm excited, you know, it's something that's new. But in the meantime, you know, I'll definitely just be working out. That's one thing I got on my mind is just being ready wherever I go. Just being ready wherever I go. And
yeah,
just working out, really. Making sure I'm the best I can do when I get where I get.
Yeah, that's it. It's a fun time. And like I said, I'm sure exciting as well. You 1 week away from that 2016 NFL draft. Second year in Chicago, folks. And like I said, things will get kicked off next Thursday. We always like to joke around. It used to be a night reserved for the Huxtables and the Cosby Show. Now it's reserved for the podium in the NFL draft. Kind of weird how things change. You know, for you, I mean, when you think back, I mean, is there anything maybe heartfelt, maybe something that the coaches or the teammates have kind of said to you that maybe something you've kind of put in that back pocket and helps you grind, saying, hey, you know, you may have been the best teammate or we love what you've done or anything like that?
Definitely when the team, we had a, you know, we had a training camp this past season and we vote hardest worker on the team. And, you know, I'm thinking of someone else, but everyone was voting me, which was very, you know, it hit home. It was something that was I was very excited about. And I was glad I was able to, you know, show that hard work and I guess show results at the same time. And that was one good moment for me.
Excellent. I'm glad we asked that question. That was a great response, like I said. And it's a nice feather cap to have for the scouts that are out there listening. You've had some, interaction with some teams. Does that put some validation in all the hard work you've done, knowing that, you know, you've met with teams and teams have spoke with you?
Yes, definitely. You know, it just comes with, I guess, the hard work. It's just another dream come true. I feel like this is going to end up becoming, hopefully, so.
Nice. Now, you seem humble. I mean, we're just, you know, talking for the time we've had. You seem a little quiet, humble. I mean, usually the receivers are kind of flashy diva types. I mean, are you like that on the field, or you just kind of remain reserved even on the field?
I'd say I'm more reserved. I like to just get the job done. You know, I celebrate at the end. Right now I need to focus on what's going on and, you know, focus on, you know, this next play. You know, next play. That's usually what I have on my mind the whole time.
Excellent, man. I tell you what, I might use that as a quote for coaches. Coaches are going to love that statement. I just focus on the job at hand, the next play. I'll celebrate when it's over. It's a dream come true for coaches. Want to hear something like that. Once again, Jacksonville Dolphins standout receiver Andy Jones here on the C2P. Andy, before we wrap things up, and we really do appreciate you stopping by, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Yes.
All right, now we're going to add this question, and we're going to do the rest of the shows. We usually have two questions, but in honor of Prince passing away, we're going to add the three. What's your favorite Prince song?
I had to say Purple Rain. That's all I've been hearing for the past, like, you know, 2 days. I got roommates that are really Prince fans, and that's all I've been hearing. It's a great song.
Excellent. Yeah, well, it's not a bad choice by any stretch. And then if you had to earn a living, besides your paycheck from the NFL, if you wanted to make some extra money, are we more likely to see you up on stage as the lead singer of a popular boy band, or are we more inclined to see Andy Jones as a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
Oh, I'd definitely be singing. I got a singing family, so
all right.
I think I'd love to do so.
Nice, nice. You sing in family, I mean, church, or just have you ever performed or anything?
Well, I mean, in church, yes. But, yeah, my family sings in the church all the time, so I'm pretty sure that would be something I'd be doing to sing.
Excellent. And then the final question, we're talking female celebrities. Usually this is the one question I think you guys like answering the most. Female celebrities, if you could take anyone out for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to ask to join you for dinner?
Celebrity. I will say Oprah. I want to take Oprah to dinner.
they went Oprah.
Yeah, I just know she's overcame a lot being with the talk shows and different things. So I definitely would take Oprah out.
Nice. You know, it's funny is we got five. You're the fifth. We've had four Oprahs over the years. And yeah, and actually we've had three of those five have come this season, which is we had four guys, including yourself, who wanted to meet Oprah for, you know, what she's done as a businesswoman, as a pioneer of the industry and breaking down the barriers that she has. On the flip side, we had one guy that wanted to do the Oprah route just from the Dave Chappelle show because she had all the money. But that, which is always funny. So, but you're on the other, you joined the other four though. But we do get Oprah sometimes. But hey, man, fabulous career. I cannot wait to find out where you land. I think we're definitely going to see you on Sundays doing your thing, showing that 41 and a half inch vert. So, Andy, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed. We appreciate you taking some time today.
All right. Thank you for the opportunity.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Andy Jones, the Jacksonville receiver. I tell you what, this kid has really got a nice buzz about him. And being this close to the draft, things I'm hearing, he's going to be a pleasant surprise for somebody. He's not going to be a guy. I said the same thing about Julian Edelman when he was coming out. He's going to be a guy that you're going to see on the practice roster. You're going to see a guy that, you know, going through camp, you're just going to see a guy named Dandy Jones. But I think he's going to emerge as this process goes through rookie camp, training camp, and et cetera. Preseason rolls around, and I'm not getting that far ahead of myself. Trust me when I say this, he's going to be a guy that you kind of start gravitating to. He's going to be a guy you kind of become known with and a guy that you appreciate having on that 53-man side. I'm your show host, Bo Marchant. Our fantastic guest today, Andy Jones of Jacksonville. If you want more of this, iTunes, Blog Talk Radio, here on the C2P.
This has been a College2Pro.com exclusive.